Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Ferens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stan Ferens. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards the mound. Ferens fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to third and picks off Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to second and picks off Gutteridge for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobs moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-1 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Suter moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Criscola, who is chasing the ball. Christopher reaches third base with a triple. Suter scores. Swift goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Pete Appleton now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. Criscola hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Criscola reaches second base with a double. Lobs moves to third. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Appleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Appleton reaches third base with a triple. Criscola goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appleton scores. Gutteridge moves to second. It's 9-5, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Judnick trying to get to home. Vallo throws the ball into Swift, who tags Judnick, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Knickerbocker. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair pinch hits for Bob Swift. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Miles moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Miles scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Browns. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.